Shelley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Shelley Oil Company, Shelley Jobbers and Dealers. But first, let's tune in on a little family concert.
Say, Dad.
Yes, my son, what is it?
Do you suppose Santa Claus knows how much I need a new set of tires for my bicycle?
Why, yes, son, I wouldn't be surprised if he'd noticed those shabby tires on your bike.
Well, if he did notice them and decided to bring me some new ones, do you think maybe he just as soon making Captain Midnight bicycle tires?
Captain Midnight? Well, now, that's a new kind of a tire, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Dad. You should see them. Boy, they're beauties. They have them down at the Skelly service station. Gee, do you suppose Santa Claus knows about them?
Well, son, Santa's a pretty wise old gent. I imagine by this time he's overheard a good many youngsters telling their dads about these Captain Midnight bicycle tires. If he didn't know about them before, he surely does now. So we'll just have to wait and trust to luck, I guess.
I can hardly wait to see.
Well, we won't have to wait long, because Monday is Christmas. But in the meantime, if any of you fellas and girls, or your mothers and dads, would like to see those 12 new Captain Midnight bicycle tires, stop by your nearby Skelly service station tonight or tomorrow, sure. Say, I'll bet Santa Claus has just been flooded with letters and telephone calls and telegrams, all putting in a word for those Captain Midnight tires for Christmas. Anything that's making such a tremendous hit with fellas and girls everywhere is sure to be heard about in Santa's North Pole headquarters. Believe me, there's going to be a good many Christmas trees made brighter and more thrilling by those handsome new Captain Midnight bicycle tires. Remember, you can see them at your Skelly service station right now. Your Skelly man has them in both the clincher balloon and the single tube type, both with Captain Midnight's name in big raised letters on the sidewall. Ask your Skelly man about the new Captain Midnight bicycle tires tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. In the last adventure, Captain Midnight had left Patsy Donovan and Pebbles at a courtyard entrance of the Aztec temple. Alone, he was following the trail of the two strange men whose presence Patsy and Pablo had discovered. The two men we know to be the renegade Señor Luso and Ivan Shark's former chief pilot, Von Griff. As Von Griff steps to the door, Luso remains hidden nearby at a casement window. If Captain Midnight's hand makes a move toward his gun, Luso, who has him covered, will shoot him dead. Captain Midnight is approaching, and Von Griff is speaking.
You have him covered, Luso?
I mean he has him.
Stand where you are, Captain Midnight. If you make a move, you're a dead man.
Step out, Von Griff. I have him covered.
I believe I've heard your voice before. Aren't you Von Griff?
Yes, Captain Midnight. I am Von Griff. You're very lucky to be alive. I should have killed you.
You're not the man to kill me, Von Griff. But how did you get away from the plateau field near the pass?
Your friends did not make it easy for me to get away, I assure you. After I played square with you, you did not play square with me.
And what do you mean by that?
That kid friend of yours, Chuck Ramsey, and the girl, Patsy Donovan, stole my plane.
That plane wasn't yours. It belonged to Ivan Shark. And Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan were taking the only means left to save their lives.
I ought to shoot them on sight. Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Listen, I want to warn you about one thing, Von Griff. And that's in regard to Chuck Ramsey and Patsy Donovan.
Please, my amigos. Why all these angry words? We are friends, not enemies.
Who's this other man, Von Griff? What do you mean, friend?
This is my friend, Señor Lutro. Lutro, this is the famous Captain Midnight.
Ah, mi capitán, it is a great pleasure, I assure you.
Never mind the formalities. But who are you? What are you doing here?
Dear Señor, I could equally well ask you that question.
Yes. What are you doing here, Captain Midnight? Seems to me you had a nice place back there in that mountain valley.
You are not aware of recent developments, then, I take it.
Well, maybe not.
Perhaps this Ivan Shark has interfered with your plans, mi capitán.
That answer will do as good as any. But what are you doing here?
My dear Señor, this is very easy to explain. I've heard a great deal about this Aztec temple, and I wish to come here and visit it. So I bring along my very good friend, Señor Von Griff.
Oh, is that so? But now that you have visited the temple, are you preparing to leave?
Si, mi capitán, that had been our intention, but now that we have met you, perhaps we shall stay.
No, you won't. And you're getting out of here right now.
But, my dear Captain Midnight,
Enough of that. Now get out.
Yeah, but my dear senor, you are making the big mistake. We are very good friends of yours. We have the many things in common. We wish to help you.
I don't need any help from you.
You're very foolish, Captain Midnight. I told you I no longer work for Ivan Sharp. I've sworn an oath to get him, and Lutro here will bear me out. Is it not so, Lutro?
Si, mi capitán, es verdad, it is the truth.
It's a storm. Soon it will...
Shoot him, Lutro! With both hands, come on, get him up. That's better.
Gun von Grief, where did it come from so quickly?
All right, now then. Turn around, you two.
You're making a big mistake, Captain Midnight.
Start marching. Get out of here and don't come back. And if you're here on Shark's orders, tell him I'll deal with him directly. If you're not, I don't want you two mixing into this business. Now go on, get moving and don't stop. If you do, this gun starts talking.
Come on, Lutro, I guess he means what he says.
We're lucky we got everybody inside.
Yes.
Gee, look at that rain cover. What? It's a regular cloud burst.
Yes, it's a bad tropical storm, Chuck. It's almost like a hurricane.
Now it's really beginning to come down.
Yes. Oh, I don't like this, Chuck. If it rains very long, that water's going to raise plenty high. Parts of the temple along the riverbank are crumbling already.
But everybody's safe where they are now, Captain. They're under a tile roof, and Pebbles and Cassidy have got some wood in to start a fire.
Yeah.
Oh, look. Here comes Senor Paredes.
Oh, good. This storm, it is a very bad one.
Yeah.
Listen, Captain Midnight. What about those two men, Juan Britt and the fellow who calls himself Russo? Where did they go?
I ordered them out, Chuck. They headed for the jungle. But this rain may have forced them back.
Well, Capitan, this is very bad. Do not forget, my treasure is here in these pampas.
Maybe that's what they're here for.
They said they were trying to get revenge in Shark and wanted to join with me. But I gave them a good answer.
Well, we ought to keep a sharp watch.
It would be most difficult. In these pampas, there are the very many rooms and passageways. If one does not know the way, he will be lost.
Where are Pinky and Slim, Chuck?
Oh, they're on guard duty. They're up above us in that tower we found.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they can't see very much through this rain.
Mi amigos, it would be very easy for the men of this Ivan Shark to creep upon us. The rain, it is falling so hard, we could not see them.
No, Senor Paredes, I don't believe there's much danger now. At least while the storm is at its worst. But as soon as it lets up, then we'll have to be very careful.
Oh, gee. And we were going to start building that raft this afternoon.
I know, but that's out of the question, Chuck. As long as the storm keeps up, I guess we're lucky to find a dry place to take shelter in.
See me, Capitan. It is most fortunate. We should thank the kind Dios.
Yes. Well, we can't do any good out here. Come on. Let's join the others.
Hours pass, and the steady downpour continues. Night has fallen, and three figures are struggling along the secret jungle trail leading to the north end of the temple. They are Ivan Shark, his daughter Fury, and his chief pilot, Gardo. Listen as Fury gasps.
I do not see why you have to drag me out in this storm, Father.
It could not be helped, Fury. We must strike when the opportunity comes.
You couldn't have a better night for it, Chief. Captain Midnight sure won't think you'd make a move tonight.
Yes, Gardo. It is a night ideally suited to our purpose. For once, the weather is in league with us.
Look, we are coming out of the jungle.
Yeah. Hey, there's that wall just ahead.
Where do we go now, Father?
We go straight ahead, Fury.
Oh, yes. The secret door in the wall, eh?
Exactly, my dear. Open it, Gardo.
Okay, Chief.
Now it is open. Step forward, Fury. I will light the way with the flashlight.
I'll go ahead, Chief.
No, Gardo. You will stay here and guard the entrance.
Yeah, but I wanted to help you polish off Captain Midnight, Chief.
No, Gardo. You will stay here. We cannot afford to allow our escape to be cut off. Step forward, Fury.
Very well, Ivan.
How long do I have to stay here, Chief?
You will stay here until we come back. That is, unless you see someone else enter this entrance. In that case, you will come and warn us. We will be at the controls above the water chamber.
Okay, Chief.
Where do we go first, Ivan?
We go straight ahead and up the stairs to the water control. I have some important instructions to give you.
Very well, Father.
Now then, my dear girl, here we are. You
See that iron lever?
Yes, Ivan, I see it.
That lever controls the stone door which opens into the chamber. In its present position, the door is open. But look. You see, I have now moved it a half turn. The door is now closed. In order to be sure there is no slip, you will see whether you can open it.
Very good, Father.
Ah, excellent, my dear. But as you see, it does not take much strength to move it. Now then, you see this other lever, the one to my right?
Yes, I'm looking at it now.
This lever controls the water valve. By turning it up, you open the valve. But I must close it quickly or too much water will come in.
I understand about both letters, Ivan. What are your further instructions?
We now need only a device to lure Captain Midnight into the water chamber.
And how will you do that?
By shooting my pistol and yelling at the top of my voice. The passageway directly below us leads to the stairway going down into the water chamber. Captain Midnight, and perhaps Senor Pareda and the boy Chuck Ramsey with him, will go down to investigate. After you have heard them go down, you will close the stone door and open the water valve. Then you will wait exactly 15 minutes by your watch.
But, Father, you will be in the chamber.
Ah, my dear. That is the cunning part of my plan. I shall convince Captain Midnight that I also am trapped. We are to die together. But when the 15 minutes are up and the water is almost to the ceiling, you will open the door and I shall take a deep breath. Swim down and out. The outside of the chamber on the lower level will also be underwater by that time. But when I swim up, I will shout to you, and you will close the door again.
And meanwhile, Ivan, the water is rising to the ceiling.
Yes, my dear. And by that time, Captain Midnight will have his nose against the ceiling. And in another minute, the last remaining bubble of air will be gone, trapping our eternal enemy, Captain Midnight, in a watery grave.
It is indeed a clever plan, Ivan. How I should enjoy seeing the great Captain Midnight struggle for his last breath.
Yes, my dear Fury. This time there will be no mistake. Captain Midnight will die, and his last moments will be tortured by my taunt.
Well, Ivan Shark has indeed laid a fiendish trap for his enemy, Captain Midnight. But will it work out as the criminal has planned? Don't forget, there are two other men who must be reckoned with, Senor Lutro and Von Griff, and Ivan Shark does not know of their presence in the temple. Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. And now remember, your Shelly Man is helping Santa Claus in more ways than one this year. He's got lots of things down at the Skelly service station that will help to make a Merry Christmas for your whole family. He not only has those thrilling new Captain Midnight bicycle tires, but he has many other pleasing and practical gift ideas that Dad and Mother will be glad to know about. A nice warm heater for the family car. A sturdy battery for quick starts on cold mornings. A speedy defroster fan for clearer windshields and safer driving. A handy automobile flashlight that clips right onto the steering post. A big soft polishing cloth in a leatherette case. Your Shelly Man has all of these useful accessories. Every one a really practical gift. So remember, tell Dad and Mother to stop at your Shelly service station to pick out some Christmas presents they know will please anyone who drives a car. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Will Ivan Shark succeed in trapping Captain Midnight and Chuck in the underground water chamber in the Aztec Temple? Will Captain Midnight be fooled by Shark's clever ruse? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!